Italian Girl the radio show. This is a Thanksgiving special episode. Italian Girl is a radio show about New York City hosted by Elisa Gracchi. Let's get started with a song about New York City. This is PJ Harvey with Good Fortune. Enjoy the show.
Through my bad fortune, off the top of a tall building, I'd rather done it with you. Your boy's smile, 5 a.m, looked into your eyes, and I was really in love.
On September 6, 1620, the Pilgrims of England boarded their boat, the Mayflower, to sail across the Atlantic. 4 months later, on December 11th, the Pilgrims descended from their ship and onto the shores of Plymouth Rock in Cape Cod, Massachusetts. The Pilgrims arrived to the New World in the middle of winter and almost died for lack of food and shelter.
Il giorno del ringraziamento si festeggia in Nord America ogni ultimo giovedì di novembre. I padri pellegrini decisero di abbandonare l'Inghilterra e di andare nel Nuovo Mondo. Nel 1921 arrivarono proprio a bordo della Mayflower sulle coste americane. Dopo un viaggio lunghissimo attraverso l'Oceano Atlantico, molti di loro si ammalarono e quando arrivarono stremati, l'inverno era ormai alle porte, si trovarono proprio di fronte ad un territorio selvatico e inospitale fino ad allora, abitato solo dai nativi americani, che però aiutarono i padri pellegrini a coltivare la terra, a cacciare gli animali e appunto la tradizione narra che i padri pellegrini invitarono i nativi americani ad un grande pranzo proprio per ringraziare loro e per ringraziare Dio per il cibo. Da qui appunto la tradizione della festa del ringraziamento.
In 1621, after a year of good harvest and successful living, the pilgrims threw a feast. They invited all the Wampanoag, and their celebration is what is now known as the First Thanksgiving.
Don't mind the raindrops, wait till the rain stops. Smile through your tears, laughing at life. No road is lonely if you were lonely. Lose all your blues laughing at life. Live for tomorrow, be happy today. Laugh all your sorrows away. Start now and cheer up, the skies will clear up. Lose all your blues laughing at life.
Thanksgiving recipes.
Ricette tipiche del giorno del ringraziamento di Rita.
Well, traditionally you buy a whole turkey and roast the turkey. Some people put the stuffing in the turkey, other people put it in a pan and cook it. And in my family, we always cooked it separately. And the stuffing is made up of broken up pieces of bread, celery, onions, sausage, some type of sausage, and the chicken broth to give it some softness. And then you put in some sage and poultry flavoring and so on, and you bake that. Then there is always cranberry sauce, which is very good. It's the regular fresh cranberries that we make with a little sugar and some spices.
Where do you put the cranberry sauce? What do you do?
You
with
put
that?
It next to your turkey. And then usually I like taking a bite of my turkey with a bite of cranberries. It's kind of tart. And then we have mashed potatoes. And in our family, we always had onions, and they were boiled and then made into a cream sauce. And we always had that. And peas and corn. And maybe some type of bread. And then for dessert, we always had the apple pie. And then usually I would make the apple pie with crust on top and the bottom. Or for today, we're making, it's called a French apple pie. And I mix the topping, which is cinnamon, butter, flour, and brown sugar. And that goes on top, and we bake that. And then with a little bit of ice cream. And then we finish off with wine.
You say either, good. I say either, you say neither, I say neither, either, either,
good.
Neither,
thanks.
Neither, let's call the whole thing off. You like potato, and I like patata, you like tomato, and I like tomato, potato, patata, tomato, tomato, let's call the whole thing off. But oh, if we call the whole thing off, then we must part, and oh, if we ever part, then that might break my heart. So if you like pajamas and I like pajamas, I'll wear pajamas and give up pajamas. For we know we need each other, so we better call the calling off, off. Let's call the whole thing off. Things have come to a pretty pass. Our romance is growing flat. For you like this and the other, while I go for this and that. Goodness knows what the end will be. Oh, I don't know where I'm at. It looks as if we two will never be one. Something must be done. Like oysters and I like oysters, I'll take oysters and give up oysters. For we know we need each other, so we better call the calling off, off. Let's call the whole thing off.
Looking stupid, being Indian Girl, the radio show. Movies about Thanksgiving. Hannah and Her Sisters is a 1986 American comedy drama film which tells the intertwined stories of an extended family over 2 years that begin and end with a family Thanksgiving dinner. The film was written and directed by Woody Allen, who stars along with Mia Farrow as Hannah, Michael Caine as her husband, and Barbara Hershey and Diane Wiest as her sisters.
I don't know if you remember me, but we had the worst night of my life together.
I remember
yes,
you.
Yes, you do recall,
I
right?
recall you.
I was walking past and I just saw you in here and I thought I'd come in and we could replay
We didn't hit it off.
Just putting it mildly, we did everything but exchange gunshots.
How are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm fine.
Look wonderful.
Oh, no.
Yeah, no, you do. It was a very terrible evening. Remember slamming the cab door in my face and, you know, just came very dangerously close to emasculating my nose and in a really horrible way.
Oh, well, that
you
was a long
wonderful.
Time ago.
You do.
People
what do you up
change.
To? Well, I hope you've changed.
Yeah, I hope you
I hope
have
so
to.
For your sake.
Yeah,
because,
and
you know,
for
your personality
I'm sure
left something
changed.
To be desired, namely a personality.
Listen.
So how are you? You haven't
I'm
answered
okay.
my question. What are you doing?
Oh, nothing much. You know, just some stuff. Little of this, little of that.
Yeah, is that an embarrassing question? Should I have not asked it?
Probably
are you
not.
Out of work or something?
No, well, I've been trying to write.
Have you?
Yeah.
Well, that's interesting. What kind of stuff?
Oh, well, you,
no,
you're not
you
interested in this. Come on.
No, I am.
Oh,
I am.
No. Millions of people come up to you and say, hey, I have something I just wrote,
Nobody
right?
ever said it. This
really?
Is it. Yeah,
well,
this is
would you be willing to read it, something that I wrote?
Well, yes, I would, if it would mean anything to you. I don't know why it would. You've always
no,
hated
the reason
my taste
why I
in
ask
the past.
Is, no, I haven't.
You have.
I haven't. No, the reason why I ask is I think it might make a great television script. And, you know, you're so active in television. So.
Not anymore. I haven't been in television for a year. I've
you're
done
kidding
no
me.
Television whatsoever. No. I may have to get back into it because my accountant says that I'm running out of dollars. But no, I haven't. I sort of dropped out for a year, which is a long, dull story, and I won't get into it.
You but, okay, though, huh?
Yes, I'm fine. I'm fine. How are you?
Oh, I'm fine.
What about your script?
Deep down in the depths of forgotten dreams, so far away, so long ago it seems, the memory comes of a distant beach, pale sand stretching far from reach. It was then I found my princess of the sand. As I traced the foam with the pebbles beneath my feet, I looked behind and I saw this one so sweet. She came to me and I saw in her eyes the heavy toll of a thousand sighs. I called her my princess of the sand. She stared at me and my mind was in a maze. As we moved along in a summer sea dream haze, she moved her mouth but there came no sound. The message she brought can never be found, but I called her my princess of the sand. One moment we walked with the night breeze in our face. Then I looked, she'd gone, of her presence there was no trace. Where she went or came from, who can know, or if she'll ever return to help me know who she is, my princess of the sand. sometime when the summer nights come back. I'll go back to the sea and I'll follow that sandy track. I'll look around and I'll hope to find that strange young dream close behind. I'll call her my princess of the sand.
Tonight, we'll be taking a look at the pros and cons of Thanksgiving. That's just a few days away. Lots of people will be getting together with their families, sitting down and eating turkey. So let's take a look at the pros and cons of Thanksgiving. Here we go. Pro, it's the start of the holiday season. Con, it's the end of fitting into your pants season. No, that's yeah. Balances out.
Yeah, battle, yeah.
It balances out.
Yeah.
Pro, spending an entire day with your family reminds you of what's truly important in life. Con, alcohol. It's just it's whatever, whatever. Yeah, just fantastic.
Great lubricator, social lubricator.
Yeah. We'll be right back.
This is Italian Girl, the radio show. Movies about Thanksgiving. Avalon is a 1990 film directed by Barry Levinson. It is the third in Levinson's semi-autobiographical series of four. The film explores the themes of Jewish assimilation into American life.
It's a holiday.
Yeah, we never have turkey the rest of the year, but now we have to eat it. It's a funny holiday, if you ask me. It makes no sense.
Going to eat?
In a minute.
Gabriel should be here any minute.
Yeah, that man will be late for his own funeral. Yeah.
Dad, what do we eat?
I'm hungry.
You want to eat something?
No.
We should wait for Gabriel.
Every year we have to go through the same thing. We can't cut the turkey because of Gabriel.
Jules, cut the turkey.
Girl, the radio show. Move. Movies About Thanksgiving. Home for the Holidays is a 1995 comedy-drama film directed by Jodie Foster. The film stars Holly Hunter, Robert Downey Jr., and Anne Bancroft.
Okay.
Dear Lord, we are honored that Leo Fish, such an attractive man, sitting right next to Claudia.
Joanne.
Should choose
look to at your sister. Doesn't she look snazzy?
Spectacular.
And so we welcome him onto our...
New diet?
Amen.
Dear Lord, we realize just that lately everything's changing too damn fast. And all sorts of things are always the same, even things we hated, like shoveling the turkey and stuffing the snow and going through the same crap year in and year out.
Honey, food's getting cold.
As I was saying, dear Lord, before my wife interrupted me, even those old-fashioned pain-in-the-ass traditions like Thanksgiving, which really means something to us, even though, goddammit, we couldn't tell you what it is, are starting to stop. And thousand-year-old trees are falling over dead, and they shouldn't. That's all from this end, amen.
Oh, man.
A woman.
That was absurd. Let's eat dead bird.
But I
ask you, what's your favorite thing about Thanksgiving?
Oh, my favorite thing about Thanksgiving is family and food. I guess it's two things, but they go together, and I enjoy that a lot.
Was Thanksgiving, let's say, when you were a kid, was Thanksgiving your favorite holiday, or still Christmas was on top?
Well, when I was a child, Christmas was my favorite holiday because of getting presents. As I got older, though, my favorite holiday became Thanksgiving.
Wishes happy Thanksgiving to all of you, wherever you are. Elisa Gracchi will be on air next week. Take care, and goodbye.